succession of the 31394, real four.
So Hussein's real four.
Yes. Well, after coming back, we posted to RAF Wittering, which I thought, oh, wonderful, be a flying posting, but it wasn't. It was Wing Commander Admin. So I was administrator there for 3 years. And it was a very nice station, so, and in a pleasant area. So we enjoyed it. And I had one WAF officer, and I had about 60 WAFs came in my wing as well. So... Oh, Nan Parkinson, who became very friendly with the WAF officer. She used to keep me abreast of all their woes of what was wanted and things like this. And one of the things that everybody complained about was the state of the NAFI. It was the pre-war NAFI when the station was probably, you know, 100 people, something like this, and then we were there with 500 or 600 people, you know, and of course it was completely inadequate. Well, one day we had a visit from Lord Tedder, and I think his wife came up to inspect the station, and of course we happened to mention him about this, and he said, would you like a Malcolm Club, which was a club he started in North Africa, as opposed to the NAFI. And of course they were civilian run and that, and really did put the NAFI to shame. And so, of course, certainly, he said, I'll fix it. And off he went, sure enough. He said, yes, I've fixed it. I'll be sending the architect up and all this. And they built a very nice club and that. Built it. All going, of course, and they also had a bus. Well, it wasn't a bus, a van. And these kind ladies would take drinks out on the airfield at night because there was not a night flying going on. They take it out to the cruise. I mean, winter is much appreciated. Something the NAFI never did. And of course, the NAFI got to hear of this, how proper this was, and they complained. They said under King's regulations, the NAFI hold the only right to provide these facilities. And they complained. And you know, the people at Bomber Command who'd agreed to these things said no, it was the station that agreed to them. And we were censored.
Now also mention, because you must mention, we had a wonderful commanding officer, Group Captain Woodruff, who was killed in a...
Yes, he was. Excellent. He was an ex-bomber pilot himself, well-decorated, pathfinder, and very good for everybody, the troops, something like this. And just after we left, as a matter of fact, he took a RAF bombing crew for a competition in America. And when they were there, the American base commander had commanded the base at Mildenhall before, and at that time John Wood was there and got to know him very well. So the base commander said, John, would you like to come up in a B-47 or whatever aircraft they had then for a flight? And John said, yes, love it. And went up, and you know, the base commander put it too much stress and pulled the wings off it, and they were all killed. And so a very good chap was wasted, along with American.
What was your next posting?
Where did we go to from there?
Hoddington.
That's right, to RAF Hoddington. Again, I thought it'd be to flying post admin.
Yes, it was.
Well, it was supposed to be flying, but it was in the ops room, running the ops room, to all intents and purposes, admin. But at least I could fly the Valiant aircraft.
What was that like to fly the Valiant?
The Valiant, they're a very pleasant, safe aircraft. In to a certain extent, you could say, like a big Valiant, a big Anson. Yes, they were very, very safe and things like this, but didn't really have any vices. They stalled, well, they gave you plenty of warnings of stalls and things like this.
Well,
There's no bison at all. And the thing is, eventually they were all grounded because of main spar problems, a technical problem, and they just had to finish with them.
Then it was not finished. Because you were posted at Mildenhall.
Yes, I went to RAF Mildenhall, and which I objected to strongly, because they sent me there as Wing Commander Flying Training. So I said, well, how can I be Wing Commander Flying Trainer? I haven't had a flying post since the war. You were welcome to have me flying during the war, but not since. And So I applied to see the Air Secretary who did the posting. So I went down to see him, and I said, you know, I thought this was most unfair, that at least I should have a flying post. I hadn't had one when other people are getting two or three flying posts. And I knew his Wing Commander's secretary there and had about three flying posts. So I thought it would rub it in a bit. Anyway, what they said was, well, we can't promise you a flying job. You have to go back and do it, and we'll see what we can do for you in a year's time. And so in a year's time, they posted me to Paris as a compensation, I suppose, all I can think of it, working with the Americans there. And there were... Well, there wasn't a lot to do. It was a very, very easy job. But when one worked with the Americans and the facilities they had, two or three buses every day went into Paris. And the wives could just step on these and go into Paris. Well, the British services never do things like this. And they took Galerie de Bataille in Versailles for a ball, a big ball one night, and they provided a band and things like this, and terrific occasion. And you can't imagine, all the Spahis were lining the stairs going up to the Galerie de Bataille in their full flowing uniforms. Terrific.
What was your job at Shape?
Working with the Americans, I really had. I didn't have a lot to do because it was on the bombing and targets and things like this. The Americans were very, very cagey.
Yeah, and but it was at the time when it was with Kennedy.
The Americans in a big panic one day. They were rushing hither and there, and I didn't know quite what it was for. But that was when the Russians were going to put missiles into Cuba. And of course, the Americans were objecting to this. And once it got out into the paper, I didn't realize what all the panic was about.
But your job, it was a target something.
Well, it was targeting, yes.
Yes, it was a
target. But I say the Americans weren't interested. So in the end, in about the last 6 months, I managed to, more or less, they thought then I was not a Russian spy or something, and they did open up quite a bit. And I was allowed in their rooms where nobody else was allowed and things.
What happened next after Shape?
I retired. I'd finished my service, and so I came back, and I did a short job for a month or two, and then I applied for a job back with the RAF on security, and I got that, so I finished my time back with the RAF and as a civilian.
Can I ask you one last question then, John? How do you feel now about having served with Coastal Command in the Second World War?
Coastal, because I didn't spend much actually with Coastal in England then. I was in the Middle East.
But how do you feel about serving with them?
They're very good. Our masters were really very local. Because even remember in Malta, technically I suppose our masters were in Egypt. They were run by the Air Headquarters Malta. And then, of course, when we went up to Italy, our masters were the local group, which was only a fighter group, and they couldn't care interest. So I was running my own show, really, and what I did was my own. And so we had nobody to worry about. And it was, well, they were under canvas, and the conditions could have been pretty rough like that. The weather was good. And one of the cooks was accustomed to cooking in one of the big old brick ovens, and right on the edge of the site in the farmyard there was a brick oven, and he cooked the troops wonderful meals in this brick oven. And so again just fell on our feet. And I requisitioned the farm, and so we were able to live in the farm, and we had permanent buildings, and we weren't bothered by the our group at all, because they couldn't care less about us. The Navy in Toronto.